For the public hearing on the budget, community members came out to support the local police force after hearing some assembly concerns about the size of the department's budget. Pharmacist Kate Kowalski urged the governing body to add money for police.
Public safety, our police officers, are a direct extension to public health. If this department is cut, it will burden public health by minimizing the safety healthcare providers need in times of crises and emergencies. We live in an extraordinary community where most of us know our police officers by name. In closing, I urge you to try defunding our police, not defunding them.
She was not alone. The assembly also heard by phone from Petersburg resident Luann Madole. Her husband Thomas was a village public safety officer killed while on duty in the western Alaska village of Manicotic in 2013.
Please consider the ramifications of your vote if you are leaning towards eliminating an officer position and what it means for our community. Money is not worth losing a life. I wouldn't want that on my hands, and I hope you wouldn't either.
Three assembly members voted against the budget in its first reading, and several had questions with the size of the police department and whether the borough could save money by looking at different scheduling. In March, most of the assembly voted to approve pay increases and incentive payments to retain officers and dispatchers already on the payroll and recruit others. It's part of the $191,000 increase expected in the police department's budget for next year, and that's amidst spending increases for nearly every other borough department. During this budget process, no assembly member has proposed a reduction in officers. However, in the second reading of the spending plan, several called for an audit. Jeff Mucci proposed adding $25,000 to the police department budget for a wide-ranging independent review of everything from policies, training, duties, staffing, scheduling, and trends in crime calls.
You heard earlier about cutting the police department. I have never been involved at an assembly meeting about cutting the police department. We all support the police department, and by asking questions regarding a department, I don't think that should be an indication that you don't support this department or the other. And I think an independent review of what's going on so we can have a better way of making decisions up here. If we're going to be funding other police officers, currently we're missing a sergeant and possibly a police officer. And if there's issues that are causing us not to fill those positions, we need to address those positions.
The borough completed an internal review of scheduling and salaries in the department this winter. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht told the assembly he didn't think this external review was needed and did not think the $25,000 would be enough. Assembly member Jay Stanton Greger said he wouldn't support it.
It strikes me as a solution looking for a problem.
The vote was 5-2 against the money for an audit, with only Mucci and Dave Kensinger voting to support it. The assembly did agree to add money to the budget for local nonprofit Humanity in Progress. The request was $40,000 to help keep members of the community in housing and getting others into permanent homes. The money also would go to pay for groceries for those in need and hire a part-time staffer for the organization. Assembly member Chelsea Tremblay explained.
And I can't think of anything that's more important than providing bags of food, 400 bags, 400 bags a month, plus the meals, plus helping people stay in their homes or move into homes that are a healthier answer for where people are currently finding shelter.
Tremblay agreed to reduce the budget change to $17,500 to win over some of her colleagues on the assembly. And with that, it passed on a 6-1 vote, with only Mayor Mark Jensen voting no. Tremblay called it a trial year for the payment, using some of the borough's federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. That's a one-time payment and wouldn't be a source for that grant in the future. Humanity in Progress said it intended to apply for the funding annually. The borough also makes annual payments to the school district, City of Kuprinoff, KFSK, Mountain View Manor Food Service, and Claussen Museum in that part of the budget. The assembly also agreed to earmark some $40,000 of the borough's federal money for a grant writer to seek infrastructure funding. They passed the budget in second reading on a 5-2 vote, with Mucci and Tom Fine Walsh voting no. Fine Walsh said his opposition was overspending in the police department.
My concern is primarily with the relationship between how much we're spending on police and how much we're spending for our schools. I see an increase in the police budget year after year, And we made a small increase for the schools here recently, but we haven't for the last decade.
The proposed budget for the police force would be just over $2 million, while the schools would see about that same amount. Both are an increase from the current year. It's important to note the police department with unfilled positions has been coming in well under budget for regular pay and benefits, but spending in overtime has been more than expected. The Assembly has one more chance at making changes to the spending plan at their first meeting next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.